Welcome to a new episode of Drops of Science, the multilingual scientific podcast that selects for you the latest news in natural sciences. Let's start today's episode with an extraordinary discovery regarding the marine world of the past. A study led by Dr. Julia Türcher has revealed surprising diversity among the stingrays that lived 150 million years ago, including a new unknown species. Until now, most paleontological discoveries involving Condrictians, or cartilaginous fishes, have relied primarily on isolated teeth and placoid scales, but this study explored rarer, fully preserved specimens, offering an unprecedented window into the distant past. Dr. Julia Türcher and her team carefully examined 52 fossils of stingrays from the late Jurassic, from sites in Germany, France, and the United Kingdom. These specimens were recognized as particularly valuable because they preserved not only teeth, but also skeletal structures, thus providing detailed insight into the evolution of this group of ancient fish. The study's results exceeded scientists' expectations, revealing a much wider diversity of holomorphic rays in the late Jurassic than previously assumed. Five species were identified, including one completely new to science, Elopobatis bavarica. Initially, it was thought that Elopobatis bavarica was a giant form of another already known species, but a detailed analysis of the skeletal structures showed that it was a separate species with dimensions that could reach 170 centimeters. These discoveries not only enrich our understanding of biodiversity and re-evolution in the late Jurassic, but also have profound implications for our understanding of past marine ecosystems. The second author of the study, Patrick Jambura, highlights the importance of understanding the past to protect the future of current species, as paleobiological knowledge allows us to understand better the dynamics behind the evolution and extinction of species, and therefore help develop more effective conservation measures for species now in danger of extinction. From the sea depths, we move to the earthly ones, where hairless moles are hidden. An international team of scientists from Queen Mary University of London and the Universities of Pretoria and Cambridge recently published an important discovery about Heterocephalus glabrer, revealing unique genetic and metabolic adaptations in their heart tissue. Experts say this adaptation could have profound implications for medical research and the understanding of human cardiovascular disease. The hairless mole rat is known for its exceptional longevity, which can exceed 37 years. They are characterized by their eusocial behavior similar to ants, wasps, termites, defined by a division of labor, overlapping generations, and cooperative care of the young. These distinctive traits are accompanied by extraordinary resistance to hypoxia or lack of oxygen, and the almost absence of cardiovascular diseases. Through a detailed analysis of the hairless mole rat's genome and comparing it to the other African mole rats and divergent mammals, the researchers identified unique metabolic and genetic adaptations in the heart tissue of these animals. One of the most significant results of the research was the discovery of a high expression of genes responsible for generating energy from sugars, allowing the hairless mole's heart to maintain energy reserves even during periods of ischemia, meaning reduced blood supply. Furthermore, it has emerged that these animals have a metabolic and genetic profile that protects them from cardiac damage caused by cardiovascular events, such as heart attacks simulated in vitro. According to Dr. Chris Folks, one of the study's lead authors, the naked mole rats live in a unique hypoxic and social environment, and this may have driven the evolution of special adaptations in their hearts that contribute to their exceptional longevity and health span. This research has enabled us to understand the metabolic and genetic mechanism that provide this unique level of cardiovascular protection. This could pave the way for developing new therapeutic approaches for human cardiovascular diseases. The next news takes us to the European forests. A recent study has revealed a surprising phenomenon regarding the reproduction of European beech trees and its impact on continental ecosystems. An international research team from the University of Liverpool, the University of Poznan in Poland, and the University of Canterbury, Christchurch in New Zealand has conducted an analysis to understand better how the timing of seed production in these perennial trees is orchestrated on a large scale. The heart of the discovery lies in the summer solstice, the longest day of the year, which acts as a real jumpstart for the reproduction of European beech trees on a continental scale. Dr. Valentin Journet led the analysis and explained that the summer solstice acts as a celestial signal, triggering simultaneous responses to weather conditions between distant populations of European beech trees. Through in-depth observations and analysis of meteorological data, the team observed that the trees suddenly opens its temperature sensing window during the summer solstice, signaling the start of the breeding season. This mechanism allows a widely separated beech population over distances of up to 2,000 km to simultaneously initiate their response to weather signals, thus creating exceptional synchrony in seed production. European beech trees' rapid and coordinated response to the change in daylight hours after the summer solstice is remarkable. Such large-scale synchronizations has profound implications for continental ecosystems, with years of large planting providing a boost of resources for wildlife and subsequent years of reproductive failures causing famine and disruption in food webs. This discovery not only explains how perennial plants manage to coordinate their reproduction over such vast distances, but also highlights the importance of celestial events, such as the summer solstice, in shaping the functioning of terrestrial ecosystems. However, the precise mechanism by which trees detect and respond to celestial signals remains to be understood, opening up new roads for future research in plant biology and ecology. We conclude our episode with a look at giant sequoias in the UK. A new study led by researchers at University College London and colleagues at the Royal Botanic Gardens of Kew revealed a fascinating discovery about giant sequoias in the UK. According to the research, these impressive plant creatures are adapting amazingly to the British climate and are making an important contribution to fight climate change. Giant sequoias grow quickly and are also some of the longest-lived organisms in the world, maintaining their rapid growth throughout their more than 3,000-year lifespan. They can grow up to 300 feet tall, and while they are not quite the tallest in the world, the title goes to their closely related cousins, the coast redwood, their broad trunks grow, giving them the greatest volumes. Interest in planting more trees, both their carbon sequestering potential and their public appeal, lead researchers to investigate the growth and carbon absorption of giant sequoias in the UK. The trees grow best in their native range in California's Sierra Nevada mountains, so the researchers wanted to assess how they fare in milder UK climates, with a wider range of rainfall. Using advanced three-dimensional terrestrial laser scanning technology, they performed detailed measurements of 97 trees at three different sites, finding that the giant sequoias are successfully adapting to British climate conditions and are growing at rates close to those of their native counterparts in the United States. The study's lead author, Ross Holland, said that the British giant sequoias can extract an average of 85 kilograms of carbon per year from the atmosphere. This achievement is particularly significant considering that the species was introduced here only 160 years ago, but has quickly established itself in the British landscape. It has been found that the giant sequoias grown in the UK can reach impressive heights, although still shorter than their American counterparts. However, with the passage of time and the ever-changing climate conditions, researchers are optimistic about the future growth of these magnificent plant creatures in the UK. Not only that, but they highlighted the crucial role these trees could play in mitigating the climate crisis. This research provides a valuable knowledge base to influence future decisions on forest management and climate change mitigation policies in the UK. This concludes today's episode of Drops of Science. Thanks for being with us. See you soon, and good science.